bed in the back bedroom back there. And she was sound asleep, and I was just kind of laying there. And I heard a dog barking out front, like he was after a cat or somebody was out there, out by my car. I had my car parked out front, not where it's now, but out front. And I heard this dog barking for about 2 minutes, and then it just started yelping, like somebody had kicked it. So I got up real slowly, because I didn't want to wake my wife. And I walked over to the window, and I opened the blinds up a little bit, and I saw a red light. It was about 6 inches off the ground, about a foot away from the front of my car. And that's what caught my eye at first. And this is outside the fence, almost on the street, but it wasn't on the street. And I looked at it for about 15 seconds, because I couldn't figure out what it was. And then I looked right next to it, and there's this great big tall individual. I don't know what or who it was. It was just standing there, and it was facing toward me. And it didn't make a move. And I stared at it for about a couple seconds. Then I started getting, it sounded like sound waves or something. It didn't seem like it was coming, you know, like through my outer ear. It seemed like it was coming in my inner ear. And it just kept on getting higher and higher pitch. And then it reached a high pitched sound, and it started a beeping sound. And then I almost passed out. And when I almost passed out, I shut the blinds. And I grabbed my wife, and I shook her. And the sound kept on going until she woke up. And then when she woke up, the sound stopped. And I said, there's something out there. And I asked her if she heard anything, because the sound almost made me pass out. And she said no. So I ran. The first thing I did is I ran out here and I flipped on the outside light. We got 4 spotlights out in front of the house. And everything was gone. There wasn't nothing else out there.
Well, right back to the beginning, that light, that red light that you saw, about how big was it?
It's about that big. It wasn't
a spear or a ball.
It looked like you're just looking right at the front of a spotlight, a red, deep red spotlight. But what's funny is that I looked around and there wasn't no, like if there was a spotlight out there, it'd be shining on the tree, and it'd be shining on the grass, and it'd be shining on the leaves, because it was right next to that archway. And it wasn't like that.
But it was just confined to what you could see, right?
Yeah, right there.
And this was red. About how red would you say? What would you compare it with? A fire engine red or blood red?
It was deep red. Blood red, yeah.
Okay.
Not deep red.
And do you feel that object was sitting on the ground? Or that
no,
light?
He was the, oh, that
the
object.
Light, yeah.
No, it was about 6 inches off the ground. It was right next to the ground. It wasn't on the ground.
And it was absolutely stationary at all times.
Well, I couldn't say that for all times, but when I was looking at it, it was stationary.
Right.
When I saw the thing next to it, I wasn't even worried about the red light no more.
You didn't see that creature the minute you spotted the light?
No, the first thing I did, see, I thought it was, when I woke up, I thought it was going to be somebody breaking into my car. So I looked out there, and that red light was there. And I was looking at it for a couple minutes, and I was looking around, and like, I feel my eyes can pick up movement pretty good at nighttime. See, I'm in the Air Force, and I work canine, and I work at night. And I didn't see no movement. When I saw this thing, he was standing there. He was standing like this, just like this. And it looked like he was waiting for me, because he wasn't facing the car. He was facing me, and that was through the window. I don't know how he knew I was there. And then I started getting those sound waves. And I almost blacked out. I couldn't. It was all dark that night. Another thing, all the lights in the neighborhood were out, and they usually leave lights on. They usually, you know, it might have been just a coincidence or something, because, like, people across the street there and there, they always leave lights on. There wasn't no lights on that night. And when I saw this individual or whatever it was, he didn't move at all. He crouched down. He was standing up, and he looked all black. All I could see was the outline, you know, pretty well the outline, and I could see he was blacker than the background, and that was it. He didn't make a move. I couldn't see no clothes. I couldn't see no eye. Couldn't see no outline like a jacket in me. He just flat like that.
Solid black form.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I woke her up, that's, you know, just before I turned on the outside light. When I came out here and I turned on the outside light, Then I went back in the bedroom, and I said, we got to get out of here. We got dressed, and when we went outside to get in the car to take off, because I was too scared, we a whole group of dogs were barking in the neighborhood. There's a dog across there and one up the street. The one up the street sounded like it was the one that was barking out front at first.
It was the dogs barking that originally attracted your attention.
Yeah,
to look out.
That one dog was barking. I didn't hear any other dogs because I was mainly focusing on that one dog because it was out by my car.
Mm-hmm. Now, when this sound started, you figure it was fairly high pitched.
No, when it started down low, and then it just went right up the spectrum until it got to a high point, and then that tone said stayed steady, and there was bleeps in it. It went deep, 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 but the tone kept on going straight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was a flat tone. I almost passed out from that, so I grabbed the curtain. I grabbed my wife's leg because the bed's right next to the window. And I woke her up, and when she woke up, the sound stopped. And I felt that sound was coming from the being or whatever it was that was out there because I was looking right at it. I couldn't. It's hard to explain this thing standing out there. And I'm just staring at it, trying to figure out what it is, and then all of a sudden, inside your head, you start getting noises like that. And I didn't wake up too fast. I didn't get up fast at all because I got up slow because I didn't want to wake my wife up.
And you feel that this noise was actually just being picked up in your head, that
yeah.
It was not originating out there?
No.
It wasn't coming from outside?
No, like a car goes down the street, you could hear that.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like that. It wasn't like that at all. It was originating in my head.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then when the creature disappeared, were you looking at it when
no.
it disappeared? You turned away.
Yeah, when I felt like I was going to pass out from the sound, I grabbed the curtain, I reached over, and I was waking up my wife, and the curtains just, you know, fell closed.
Mm-hmm.
And when she woke up, the sound was gone. The first thing I did, it didn't take me more than 10 seconds to run out here and flip on that light and look through this window, and everything was gone. There wasn't nothing out there. The light was gone,
Okay, when you were watching the creature, could you still see that red light on the ground or close to the
ground? Yeah.
It was still there.
Yeah.
And it was there even when all that sound and everything was
yeah.
occurring.
But I was mainly staring at the head and stuff, trying to figure out what it was, because it didn't move at all. It just stood there, you know. That's what freaked me out. Because I couldn't figure it out, and then the sound hit me, and then I knew it had to be something weird. I wasn't going to hassle with it.
Could you make out eyes?
No.
No,
it was awful dark out, but I definitely make out the outline. I can see it. You can see in darkness.
And did you check that area daylight?
I checked about, 2 hours later. There was nothing out there.
No scratches or anything on that?
No.
Was there any, of course, there wouldn't be any power failure. Did you notice any electric clocks
we
lost
were
time?
Gone.
Oh, you
that
were
was,
gone. Okay.
Well, there's a self-winding clock, so uh-huh. it had... That
I don't. I don't think so.
I think the clocks were
sure. Because the first time we switched on the light, I can't remember. See, we have an electric clock in the bedroom. I can't remember if it was on or off.
In the first
I think it was off.
I had cleaned all the windows.
Because I would have noticed that. When I got up, I didn't notice it.
So it would be clear
vision. See, like my watch, I really couldn't see the time's different. Because it didn't happen very long.
So just he was here.
And I think that it must have been out there for a while because the dog was out there, you know? The dog was really barking in VL.
For quite a while before you got up?
Yeah. He was barking for about 2 minutes. And then I just heard him yelp a couple times. And I went out, you know, I got up real slow, walked over to the window. First thing I did was, what caught my eye was the red light. And I looked around and he didn't move, you know, just stood there. He looked fairly good size, too.
Mm-hmm. Now that the creature or being that was standing out there, that looked like an ordinary man, only just standing straight and upright.
Yeah,
two arms,
it looked at,
two legs.
Yeah, it had the outline of it. He had his arms together like he couldn't see no, you know, he had his arms flat to his side like he couldn't see a space in between his arm and his side, and same with his legs. His legs were closed together. See, I couldn't see up in the air because my bedroom window's underneath this carport we have out here, and I couldn't see up in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't think so myself, but it could have been possible for that red light to be reflected off the corner of my car. It's a pinhole, and it's got that curved round bumper right there at the corner. But I don't think so, because my bumper's up too high from where I saw the light. Could have been possible, though, but I don't know.
How about the caps, the hubcaps?
No, it wasn't the hubcaps, because that's what I was looking for. That's what I thought it was when I first saw it. Mm-hmm. And I looked and I saw my hubcaps. It wasn't my hubcaps.
Did you tell him how your car was back out in front, which side was which way, and the front
of the back? He knows. Mm-hmm. The front of my car was right there on the right of the hitch.
Your car, has it operated all right since then?
Yeah.
No trouble at all. And nothing has happened since then?
Nothing, except for last night I was in a deep dream and I woke up instantly at 5 o'clock and I couldn't go back to sleep until at least 5:30. And I woke up and I was frightened to beat hell.
Were you dreaming about this?
No, I wasn't dreaming about this.
It wouldn't have anything to do associated with this, would it?
I think I never woke up like that before. I was scared when I woke up and that was exactly 5 o'clock and I couldn't get back to sleep until at least 5:30. It might have just been my own fear in my head or something, because I was upset last night. Not last night, but the night that this happened.
I've got the date right. That was yesterday morning, right?
Yeah.
5:15. Okay. Were you upset physically or mentally yesterday from this? Were you thinking about it a lot? Or did it just kind of pass off during the day?
I was in no bad mood. We just sat here and watched TV most of the night.
Any headaches?
No.
No nervousness? The shakes?
No, I had that after it happened, that's for sure.
Did you have any unusual feelings yourself?
Oh, wait, another thing that was funny is that I've had this knife that's been in my car since I had the car. And just yesterday, or the day before this happened, I don't know, I just went out and cleaned it out and put the knife on the side of my bed.
Had you had any dreams before this happened?
No.
What was your opinion of the subject of UFOs previous to this?
I believe in UFOs. It has to be somebody in space. But I really couldn't believe the sightings or nothing until I really see one myself.
What's your opinion now?
Definitely true, because that thing out there, I don't think it was human, because I can't see how it got into my head the way it did and almost made me pass out. It must have not wanted me to see what it was doing, or else it was waiting for me, because it was standing facing me when I saw it, and so was the light. The light was facing me too.
Did you have the feeling you were being watched?
Yeah, I sure did. It was definitely eyeing me, because it wasn't more than a couple seconds before I spotted it and was staring at it, and it started that sound. It started as a low hum, then it just went up the spectrum. It stayed at one sound, and I kept on watching it, and then it started the beeping sound. I almost passed out, so I just let go of the curtains and just grabbed it with my left hand to hold myself, and then I woke up there. My wife.
And when your wife woke up, the beeping stopped.
Yeah,
right?
With the sound, the tone, and the sound.
Were you talking to her, say, "Hey, wake up"?
When I grabbed her, I said, "Dar, wake up, there's something out there." And when I did that, I was pretty scared and hyped up, so when I grabbed her leg, I pulled her a little bit, and she woke up instantly.
Was that sound stopped when you shouted at her?
No, it's when...
When she woke up.
When she woke up.
Okay. How about the dogs? Have they been acting up at all again?
Mm-hmm.
Was the dog... Did you have a dog here?
No.
It was the neighbor's dog who were doing all the acting. Yeah.
Well, the first sound of the dog, I only heard one dog, and that was out by my car.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we got ready to leave and we left, that didn't take more than 5 minutes, there was a couple dogs barking, and they were really barking really good, like they had a cat or something.
It was just ordinary barking, or was it? Did it sound a little bit out of the ordinary?
Out of the ordinary barking, because dogs around here don't just get up at 5:15, 5:20 in the morning and just start barking like to beat hell like that. They just. I don't think I've forgotten anything.
The figure itself was all dark.
Yep.
You figure about 6 foot five?
Yeah, a little bit less. Just a couple inches taller than me from standing out there by the car. Yeah, I'd say about that size. Yeah, I'd see about 6 feet.
And that was standing, actually, the front of the car was this way, and it was standing right in front of the car?
Yeah. It was standing about where you see that pole is. See that little pole?
Yes.
It was standing about there. The other side of that. Pretty near the street. The red light was up here closer. More to the left, about a foot away from about 4 to 6 inches off the ground. And when I noticed it, the red light was facing me, and then when I noticed the thing standing there, it was facing me too. They were both facing me, and it felt like I was being eyed. Didn't know I was there.
Well, then that creature must have just suddenly appeared while you were watching that light.
It could have been, but what would explain the dog? He must have been out there for a while before the dog.
Unless your vision was just concentrated on that red light to begin with, then you just looked up.
Yeah, well, that's what I did. I concentrated on the light because I couldn't figure out what it was. And I couldn't see no reflection anywhere from the light, and then I just happened to look right next to it, and that thing was standing there. See, the man and the thing was standing back from the light, a little bit back from the light, too. Mm-hmm. He was standing about mid-center of my car, and the light was about even with the side of the car. But that was the eeriest feeling, because he was just standing there. And if it was a burglar or something, he would have moved, you know. He would have hit, he would have tried to crouch down or something, but this thing was too tall. He was standing there, and he was looking, it felt like he was looking right at me. He knew I was there. And then I started getting those sounds. That's when it all kind of fit together in my head.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was trying to put me out or something, because maybe he was doing something he didn't want me to see or something.
And the weather was clear then?
Well, it was clear, partly cloudy that night. When we went out, there was a few clouds hanging, you know, it was cloudy, but then there were spots, you know, great big spots up in the clouds that you could see through. Because when we went out to get in the car, I was looking around up in the sky. I figured it must have been a UFO or something. And I've lived here, nine years before I went in service. And nothing like this ever happened to me. Nothing like this ever happened to me in the service.
You ever talked to anybody in the service that had seen anything?
Oh, not really seen anything. I've talked to a friend back at Ellsworth, and he reads a lot of UFO books and magazines and stuff. I read a lot of magazines like that, too. Read the ones he used to read. But I think everything's got a reason or something, you know. And I really can't believe it until I saw it. Now I believe it. It wasn't no nightmare or nothing, because I wake up pretty good. I was definitely awake. I was awake. I've never had a bad nightmare like that. I've never walked in my sleep, so why should I do it now?